Hi, this is Debbie Mayer in Hudson, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 on your radio dial or streaming 24/7 at WGXC.org.
Why did you say that? Aloha out there in radio land.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Up from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues. The show is a monthly roundup of new music, plumbing psych, folk, cosmic Americana, indie, garage, and exploratory titles, alongside enough classic gems to hold it all together like glue. You can tune into the show every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nancy Barber and Bill Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Raymond Pignon reports for Columbia Green Media that after absentee votes were counted on March 23rd, David Schneider beat incumbent Tannersville Mayor Lee McGonigal by 2 votes, and incumbent Athens trustee Joshua Lipsman beat Anthony Proper by 9 votes for the second open trustee seat in the Riverside Village. The Democrat Lipsman had trailed the Republican Proper before the absentee count. In Tannersville, Schneider defeated McGonigal 103 votes to 101 votes. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that lawmakers in the state Senate this week unanimously passed a bill requiring utility companies in the state to perform actual meter readings. The measure was backed by State Senator Michelle Hinchey, who said, and I quote, "Utility companies are using estimation formulas that are not based on past usage, making it impossible for New Yorkers to afford, let alone trust, their utility bills. My legislation to ban the practice will help ensure that this never happens again, while bringing needed transparency and accountability to the utility industry as a whole in New York," end quote. Central Hudson, in Hinchey's district, has been widely criticized for estimated billing practices. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Alex Galt reports in the Adirondack Daily that Republican Jill A. Lochner announced she is running for the 21st congressional district seat currently held by Republican Elise Stefanik. Stefanik has long said she would only run for 5 2-year terms, which would end her term in Congress in 2024. Stefanik's campaign team did not return a request for comment on whether she would not run again. Lochner said she wants to bring a moderate Republican voice to the district, which now includes Rensselaer County. She said in an interview in Glen Falls on March 23rd, and I quote, "One of the big reasons I'm running, it's not only Stefanik, it's some of the Republican Party in general. It's becoming disappointing to me. The loudest, angriest voices get all the attention, and it gives a bad impression," end quote. Lochner says she favors fiscal conservatism, small government, and is supportive of business. She does not support Donald Trump and says she is pro-choice. She said, and I quote, "I actually struggled with infertility, and my husband and I had to do IVF treatments. In that process, it becomes very obvious how precious life is and how difficult it is even to get there when you want it so badly," end quote. Read more about this story in the Adirondack Daily. Raymond Pignon reports in Columbia Green Media that right-wing environmental groups Neighbors to Neighbors, Smarter New York Energy, and the Empire Center for Public Policy hold a New York State Climate Act town hall on March 26th at Columbia Green Community College, hosted by Columbia County Clerk Holly Tanner with former State Senator Daphne Jordan, both Republicans. Local Democrats are saying the groups are, and I quote, "circulating myths and misinformation about electrification," end quote. County Democrat Party Chairman Sam Hodge said, and I quote, "These three provocateurs are facilitating the disinformation campaign in Columbia County against the New York State climate plan," end quote. Tanner, in an email, said both climate deniers and those who want to save the planet for humanity should be heard, saying, and I quote, "All sides of the issue should be heard. I agree so that people can be informed about what their government is doing. Government for the people, by the people. I did not organize this event. I was asked to help moderate the event, having done large town hall meetings for other topics," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, there will be rain and snow and sleet before 2 p.m., then all rain between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m., then rain and sleet after 3 p.m., with a temperature high near 38 degrees. Saturday night, rain is likely mainly before 11 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, with a temperature low of around 38 degrees. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 52 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 33 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Heather Lloyd of Kinderhook, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number 10.
Here is 2013 new music from James Brandon Lewis. Someday we'll all be free. James Brandon Lewis with Someday We'll All Be Free on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Next, let's listen to 2023 new music from Columbia County percussionist, composer, jazz musician, and more, Bobby Previtt. This is Dark Current Mariner 2 on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
number.
Eight.
Here is 2023 new music from Columbia County recording artist Chris Pelnett. The song is called Peak.
Says it's great. They're opening up dispensaries and in a legal state. Corporations are cashing in. It's the American way. It's me, 2023. Peak, 2023. It's all right. It's all right. Slava, Ukraine, we're watching from a drone's eye view. It's VR headset, I'm immersed, but I can't escape the truth. I think this creepy AI app is more aware than you. It's peak 2023. Peak 2023. It's alright. It's alright. Swimming in a sea of Wi-Fi every day. I wear EMF clothing, a beanie for my brain. And I don't care if everybody thinks that I have gone insane. It's peak 2023. Peak 2023. It's alright. It's alright. Late night drunken media posts, they delete them with the sun. Somebody let the fascists out, I wish I had a gun. Let me tell you, I would not set my phasers on stun. It's peak 2023. Peak 2023. It's alright. Coming, 1, 2, 3, to cut you down to size. It's peak 2023. Peak 2023. It's peak 2023. Peak 2023. It's peak 2023. It's all right.
Number
7 7 7 7 7 7 7. With a big bolt, reminds me of the sports center. I'm
We thought they might be ashamed. They weren't, they weren't. We thought they might be ashamed, but they weren't. Look, contact me for all kinds of spells. Bring bags of smashings. Then we'll cast in concrete. PlayStation 5. PlayStation 5. PlayStation
2023 music from Dry Cleaning. The song is called Swampy on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number
6. Here's 2023 new music from Meg Baird. She used to be in the Espers. She's had a long solo career since then, and this 2023 album is called Furling, and this is Star Hill song from that album.
Oh,
number
five, 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 five,
five, five.
Next, we hear 2023 new music from Feist. This is called Enlightening. was 2023 new music from Yola Tengo. Acelestine is the name of the song.
Number
two.
Next here's 2023 music from Deerhoof. The song is called Sit Down and Let Me Tell You a Story.
One.
One. One. One. One. One. One. One.